name of the Lord. Well, I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because if the Lord makes the day, he will obviously help you through the day. Amen. And so we just want to rejoice in the Lord tonight. And we just want to have a time where we are really getting into his presence. I pray that tonight during worship that you are touched by what God does. And I pray that throughout this service you are touched by his presence, because our God is an amazing God. Amen. And he loves each and every one of us. And you're a treasure to him. And he treasures you. And tonight he's just going to touch your life. Amen. Amen.
I am free. 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 I am get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, come on tonight, we need to get up,
get up out of that grave.
Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up.
Your might, you've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you. There is no army with the power. Truth, you've always been with us.
Things is probably to be a nicer person. I tend to come off a little hard. But whatever you need. Jesus said if you speak to the mountain, the mountain's got to move. He said if he's got a mustard seed size of faith, the mountain's got to move. I don't know what your mountain is today. I've had some nasty ones. And I've been warned by the Holy Ghost, I got a few more. You're not promised that this is going to be easy. He said the hundredfold comes with persecution. I think 30 and 60, correct me if I'm wrong, 30 and 60, I think we can just get those, right? Hundredfold came with persecution. Sorry, I was making sure I wasn't out of line. Anything that you can ask, anything that you can think, you can't wear him out. You just can't. If that was the case, I wouldn't be here. My wife wouldn't be here. We all know our pastor wouldn't be here. Pastor Gina done whopped him at Bennett. But seriously, nothing. So when you make a statement and you say, I believe in you, I'm going to challenge your faith. Do you believe? Do you believe what you're saying? Is it a confession? Or are you just singing it? Does that make sense? I don't know how else to describe that. It says we can go through motions. Religion can dull us. Relationship keeps bringing life. Don't get religious. Don't fall into a place where he's not your priority. The Bible says he never sleeps nor slumbers. You are always his priority. Nothing that you could ask is too much. Nothing. So whatever it is, just, if you don't mind, can we just play that chorus again? Just kind of give it real light. Just take some time, seriously. I don't want to rush out of it, but it's been on me heavy today. And I don't know about you guys. It's been a week. That was the first thing I heard when I walked through the doors today. So whatever says make your request known. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. The apple of his eye. Are you truly convinced that there's not anything he wouldn't do for you?
God of miracles, amen. He's the God that can just do whatever needs to be done whenever it's needed to be done. And he's the God that never fails us, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for being here tonight. I just want you to know that the Lord is good all the time, amen. And as Logan said, he never sleeps nor slumbers, so even when we are having our most difficult moment, God is with us, amen? He's with us when we're having our most difficult moment, and he's with us when we're having our best moment, amen? And when we're in between, you know, sometimes we're just having an average moment, but God is there with us, amen? And he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he's always going to be with us, amen? Hallelujah, praise God. Well, I guess the first thing I better do is let these kiddos get out of here with Pastor Jared. Hallelujah. Boy, there's the presence of God in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just thankful that he is. We're going to take up the offering out of Luke chapter 6. It says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down and shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. I want you to know that this is why you can't outgive God. Even when you give, you're going to receive back. Why? Because that's a part of the kingdom. Amen? When you sow, you reap. And this is a part of the process because God wants you to give so that he can supernaturally touch what you naturally have. Amen? God is bringing you into the kingdom process when he asks you to give, because what it does, it allows him to have the right to do the things that he wants to do in your life. Amen? Like he wants to rebuke the devourer for us, doesn't he? He does not want Satan to have an open reign on your life. So he likes it that when you give, he just takes the stance that he will rebuke the devourer for us. He also says he will protect all of your seed in the ground, your seed in your body. He will protect your seed that you give, and God will just make a way for you. And it's just a beautiful thing what the Lord does. Amen? And he'll do it for us every time, all the time. Amen? So let's just have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, as people bring their offering and their tithes tonight, God, I thank you that you are faithful, Father. Lord, as they give, it's given back. And God, I thank you that you increase their seed, Father, and that you increase what they have, and that, God, you just protect them and keep them, God. I thank you that you are a covering for them. I thank you that you are a protection for us, and I thank you that you are a blessing to us, God. And, Father, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front. Tonight, you know, I'm just going to touch on something just a little bit here because I just want to, in what some ways, touch on a part of our identity that we don't talk about much. But first of all, it's certainly a part of who we are, and it's the sainthood part of our identity. So I'm just going to tell you that ahead of time. But I want to just preach to you for a minute out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, because it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to which that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for God, Christ, as though God had did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We are ambassadors for Christ. Say that with me. We are ambassadors for Christ. If you don't know what that means to be a representative and a spokesperson. Amen? And it says that we've been given the ministry of reconciliation, which means that one of the number one things that happens to us as Christians is that our testimony and our spreading of the word will bring reconciliation to others who will come to Christ because of what we put out. Amen? And what I really want to talk to you about is that it says that when you become saved, all things become new. Now, we all have challenges and we all have difficulties, but what's powerful is that when we become a new creature, all things become new. That means everything has the potential to be different than what it was before. Amen? If we were a person that had bitterness and anger in us, or if we were a person that had been through a lot of abuses and hurts and had lots of insecurities, listen, because of what Christ did when he made us a brand new creature, we have the potential to redefine our identity and give us the identity that he always wanted for us. You know, he says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It means that we were perfectly, completely put together in a way that pleased him. It means that he wants the best for our life. It means that he wants joy and peace and righteousness for us and the Holy Ghost for our life. And it means that in so doing, God is prepared to help us get healed and recovered from what we suffered in the world. Amen? And so we are new creatures, brand new creatures. All things become new. Every part of us has become new. That means that anything that used to be of the old nature, we don't have to have harboring over us anymore. Remember? The Bible says that, yea, though our outward man perishes daily, our inward man should be renewed daily by the word of God. Amen? And what that means is that yes, you know, we think about aging. Oh, our outward man is getting older every day. Well, I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about the nature of the old man. The nature of the old man is perishing, and the inward man should become renewed, vibrant, refreshed. Joy and peace ought to be a part of your life now because you're getting rid of the old ways and the old things. Amen? And it should be something that comes upon us and refreshes us and restores us. And so we just want to look at a few things in Scripture tonight. And this is where we're going to talk a little bit about our other identity that is just as important as what we just talked about. And I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. And it says, "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints." Called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. You know, sometimes when we hear that word saint, we act as though that's one or two perfect individuals that, oh, once they die, we recognize them in the sainthood. But no, that's for every believer in the body of Christ. To become a virtuous person, to become kind, to become a patient person, to become a person that is known for virtuousness and holiness and following after the Lord. That is for every believer to have. Amen? We're all to be saints. In fact, that's what that scripture says. All of you who are called to be saints. And then it even specifies here and it says, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you called upon the name of Jesus Christ your Lord? If you've done that, then you have become a saint. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. We might have to adjust some of the ways we act now. Just a little bit. Amen. But that's a good thing. When we get called into these moments, it's to make adjustments for us that are good. You know, the Bible says that a kingdom divided cannot stand. So we want to make sure that we're not divided against God in any way, shape, or form. So accepting the identities and what the Word has to say about us is a very important part of unifying your relationship with God. Amen? And we should also have that unified relationship with each other in the body of Christ. Amen? You know, it's time for us to get over small things that keep us separated and join ourselves together as people of God. You know, sometimes we get into such nitpicky little things that it can destroy friendships and family, a faith, and all kinds of things that God meant for us to have in our life. Amen? And so we want to just make sure that we are allowing God to move in us in these ways that are good for us to have. And so it means that if we're going to be a saint, it means that we're going to be virtuous. We're going to be regarded as holy and a patient and kind. And that's the kind of person and portrayal that we're going to have. And not just portrayal, but it's going to become the authentic nature of who we are. Amen? So we're just going to look here at a few things. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for your making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." First of all, what caused him to be so excited about these people is that they had a love for all the other saints. Amen? And it started producing a prayer for wisdom and revelation. And I want you to know something, that we as a body of Christ need to have a love for all saints. Amen? We shouldn't just love our church and the people of our church. We should have a love for the body of Christ. Amen? And we should care about the body of Christ. We can have friends that, even though they don't go to church here with us in the same place, we love them and care for them. Amen? And we support them in their faith, and we're excited about their church and what part of the body God has sealed them into. Amen? And these are things that are very good for us as a church to know and to be a part of. Amen? And right here in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to read some more for us. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17, well, 18. "For through him we both have access by the Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." Wow, isn't that amazing? We're fellow citizens. We're fellow citizens with the saints. We're no longer strangers or foreigners. And I want you to know something, that you have not been, since you're saved, a stranger to God. I want you to know that he knows who you are. He knows the struggles that you have. Even when you have felt alone and even when you have felt distant, God is there just wanting to see when you will turn to him and let him do something in your life. Amen? And the Lord is wanting to make sure that tonight that we have our heart open and our spirit open to let God do in our life those things that he wants to do for us. Because as saints of God, we take on a nature and a character of kindness and virtuousness and those things that are befitting of those who are going to serve in the kingdom. Amen? You know, once we become Christians, we no longer get to live our own life. Amen? You know, the Bible says what? We are bought with a price. Amen? Know you not that you have been bought with a price and you are not your own? And you know, the very fact that the Lord lives within us should bring some nature changes to us that causes us to walk in the nature that he really has for us to walk in. Amen? I'm going to read to you out of Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." How many of you still think that you are under the power of darkness? How many of you still think that the power of darkness or Satan has a right to sometimes come against you and torture you or come at you? Because we're going to have battles. And we are going to have attacks, but what I want you to know is you have been delivered from the power of darkness. And even though you have battles, you're more than a conqueror and you're always going to overcome. Amen? You've been delivered from the power of darkness. We are no longer looking at Satan as though he's a foe that has the power to come and destroy and overtake us. Listen, we'll destroy ourselves before Satan can destroy us. Amen? Because Satan just does not have the power anymore. You've been translated out of that. I mean, it says right here, "who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." You know, even though we're physically here on the earth, when you got translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, you got lifted up into that spiritually heavenly place where you reside. Amen? And you have an authority now that comes down from heaven to be a part of your life and around your life. And that's why we can pray and ask God in any situation to change our circumstances. Amen? We can pray and ask for healing because we're already attached to heaven. We can pray and ask for a change in our finances because we're already attached to that supernatural life. Amen? And God is already with us and always with us. Amen? And then I want to skip down here just a little bit in the same scripture and read. Who now rejoices in my sufferings for you? That's not what I want. I'm sorry. Verse 25 in 1 Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, sometimes we have an expectation of seeing God through some other means. But I'm telling you, a lot of the way you're going to see God is release your faith. And as you release your faith, then there's going to be a hope of glory that comes. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen? So Christ in us and working in our lives as the saints of God is how God's glory is going to be demonstrated on this earth. Amen? I mean, oftentimes, what is it that drives your joy? When you hear a testimony from a fellow brother or sister in Christ on what God has done for them. Amen? That's what stirs us. I mean, when Brother Chris was here, it was people getting healed that had made other people ready to come up and get prayer. Amen? And I'm just telling you that these are the things that stirs us is Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is God's expectation of how he's going to shine forth his presence on the earth and demonstrate who he is amongst people. Amen? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in your faith. Christ in your prayers. Christ in your confessions. Christ in your love. Christ in your kindness. Christ in your parenting. Christ in you being a young man or a young woman. Christ in your marriage. Christ in how you treat your wife or how you treat your husband. Christ in how you handle your children. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen? Christ moving throughout our life is what's going to bring forth that which is going to demonstrate to people who God really is. Amen? And so as saints of the Lord, we have a responsibility, don't we? And it is to do our best to live for God. Amen? It is to make sure that we're doing every day on a daily basis what we can and what we know to live for the Lord, because that is what's going to make the big difference in the lives of all the people that we know. Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? We preach to every person and we present to every person because we would love to present every person perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. I labor, Paul says, I labor to make sure that I'm putting this gospel in front of people and giving as many people as I know how the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. Amen? Do you know that oftentimes we don't realize this, but your one-on-one testimony gives you the ability to let Christ shine out of you? Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm not good in front of a bunch of people. Don't try to be good in front of a bunch of people. Just deal with one. Just deal with your friend. Just deal with the person from work. Just deal with the person you met at the store. Or deal with your cousin or your aunt or your sister or your brother. Just deal with the people that are around you, because Christ in you, the hope of glory, is enough. You have enough in you that will touch their life if you just let yourself reach towards them. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord will help you, and you will reach towards them, and they will be touched by who you are. And I want to just read out of Romans chapter 8 for a minute. It says, likewise in verse 26, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You know, as the saints of the Lord, we have such benefits over so many different things and so many different people. We have an unfair advantage. Because the Bible just said that the Spirit itself would make intercession for us. You know, you can pray in the Holy Ghost. And that's an unfair advantage where you have that the saints of God can come before the throne even when you don't know what to pray. That's why I want to encourage people. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, I want to encourage you to study. And coming up here, we're going to be praying for people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm probably going to wait here a little while and do some teachings, and then do it over a couple weeks of just letting people get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because what we don't understand is that the Spirit will pray out of us things that are revelations that we need to be praying that we don't know how to pray, or we're afraid of, or things that we don't know that are coming. The Holy Ghost can be praying through us. We can pray in the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost can give us wisdom and insight to handle things that we don't even know are out there yet. And I tell you what, this is a part of the benefit and privilege of being a child of God. Having an unfair advantage where the Spirit will teach you things and show you things. It's amazing to me, because the Lord, even before you could pray in the Holy Ghost, the Lord would reveal to you things once you were saved. Once I was saved, I'm telling you, the Lord just started working on me. But I will tell you that as I started asking the Holy Spirit into my heart, and I started moving deeper into things, I tell you what, I just got more and more information from God, more and more direction. And then I started adding fasting and praying to my life. And before I know it, brother, boy, God will speak to you. He will speak to you. And he will help you. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord has called us into sainthood. I know that that's kind of funny, because we think about how what we were taught about saints and stuff over the years. But really, if we do have saints out there and we think that way, they're just ordinary people. And they took on a relationship with God that sometimes we might not think is available, but it's available to everybody, a deep-seated relationship with God. Because as a child of God, you are a saint. And you need to be able to walk in those things that belong to you. And walking in the depth of God belongs to you. There's nothing that you've ever done in your past that can separate you from what God wants you to do now, or what God's willing to forgive so that you can learn. You're the only one holding on to it. You know, I want you to know that the Lord says that he forgives our sins as far as the east is from the west. Amen? And sometimes as people, we're still going to God over issues that happened years ago, or even within the last year or two, things that we might have failed on, things that we didn't do right. And we'll keep bringing that up to God, and sometimes it seems like there's no answer. Well, there's no answer because he doesn't see it anymore. He wants you to quit bringing it up because it's gone. And he wants you to have joy and peace again and move on. You know, this one time my little sweetie pie, she got frustrated with me because she says that even when I find myself in wrong and I do something wrong, I don't live in it for too long. If I find something wrong, I say, okay, I'm sorry, babe. I repent. Let's get going. And I'm done. And I tell you what, that used to be a little frustrating for her. It probably still is. But I just said, hey, you know what? The quicker I can put that repentance behind me, the quicker I can bring life again. And I even told her, I said, honey, you need me to repent quick and get over it fast. I said, because you want me to be producing life into our life. Amen? And so what I want you to know is that sometimes we sit in things, and that's why I like to call you things that challenge you, saint. I wonder how many of you will go home tonight and say, I'm a saint. I'd like for you to go home, get that beer, and just look at yourself and say, you know what? I'm a saint. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that people won't do that, but you ought to do it. Amen. You ought to do it because it's who you are in God. Amen. You ought to do it because he paid a price through the blood to cause you to be that. Amen. And he definitely paid a price through the blood to cause you to feel good about yourself and be thankful for who you are. You know what? One thing about the Lord is he would love for you to love yourself. You know what? In fact, the Bible says that until I love myself, I can't really love someone else. You didn't, you know? So the Lord needs you to love yourself so that you can love those people who are going to be around you the way he would want you to love them. Amen? Listen, if you're going to love as a husband the way God wants you to love, you've got to love yourself. If you're going to love as a wife the way God wants you to love, you got to love yourself. Why? Because God created you. And I told you earlier today, he said, I created you. You're wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. That's how God made us. Amen? And I don't care what the devil has ever told you or what other people have ever told you. I'm telling you, I'm a good-looking guy whether you like it or not. Well, I better just leave that right there. Amen? Someone will be getting on me later, probably. I'm going to read you just one more thing here, and it says in Romans chapter 16, verse 2, that Paul was sending a lady by the name of Phoebe, our sister, into the church, and he says, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a securer of many and of myself also. That meant that her job was she'd be coming and help people, and she would help get people taken care of. So I'm sure it meant getting money and getting resources to be able to do for whatever assignment she was needed. And he says, I want you to receive her as becometh saints, that you assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. You know, I want to make sure that as people, we realize that one of the biggest things that should be reflected in our life is love. In the book of John, it says that we shall be known because of our love. And when it comes to receiving people and just being kind to people, you know, when you meet people, I hope that you have a good thought towards them when you're meeting people, or that when people come into the church, I pray that your first hope towards them and your first thought towards them are good thoughts. You know, and that we are people of love and kindness and peace and just wanting to make sure that we treat people in a way that is nice towards folks and kind towards folks and loving towards folks. And that when we are working on relationships, that we do that with a spirit of love and kindness. Amen. You know, the Bible says that we should hope the best out of our brother. Amen. We should not be condemning and thinking negative and hate-filled thoughts towards people that we're in relationship with. We should be loving them, and we should be acting like saints. Amen? We should be reaching towards each other and loving towards each other and kind towards each other. Amen? And that is a good reflection of Jesus. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight, Father. And Lord, I just lift you up and declare your goodness and your greatness, God. And Father, we just desire to be that which you've called us to be, Father. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us are just pressing into you, God, working on our relationship with you, Father, looking to move forward, looking to move in directions that are pleasing toward you, God, looking to grow, looking to see what we can do to be more of what we're supposed to be, reflection of you in this time in which we live, Father. Now, Lord, I pray that we would truly take on the reflection of being a saint, Father, someone that is virtuous, someone that is loving, kind, patient, Father. Lord, someone that would be a reflection of who you are, someone that lives holy because you've called us to holiness, God. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that, God, we'd also be humble enough to not be condemned if we're not perfect, Father. We should never fall into condemnation out of being not perfect. We should be glad that we're recognizing areas we need work in. Hey, I'm just going to stop for a minute and say that to somebody. Hey, when you find out that you're not measuring up, don't get into condemnation. Especially because self-examination is going to cause you to see things that you need to fix. And that's not something for you to get condemned at. Remember, the Lord says now there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. When we're working on ourselves, we shouldn't be getting down and out every time we find out something in us needs some repair or some work on. Don't get condemned because you have something to work on about yourself. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I just felt a strong sense of saying that. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray your blessing upon each and every one of us tonight, Father. We thank you for this time in your presence, God, and we thank you for your goodness and who you are, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have no online prayer requests tonight, but we are going to take a minute to pray for Becky. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Becky before you tonight, Father. And Lord, we thank you, first of all, that you saved her from this accident, and that, God, even right now, you're working to work with doctors and whatever's needed to find the solutions that will bring her to where she needs to be, God. We thank you for the procedures and the things that are happening to help her find healing and strength. And, Lord, we just put Becky before you and thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for being here tonight. Boom. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen? All right.